WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Ree, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today. Embracing imperfection and emotions. Because honestly, trying to be perfect all the time, that's exhausting, right? And stuffing our feelings down? Well, that just leads to a whole lot of drama later on. Think about it. Life is messy. It's full of ups and downs, twists and turns, moments where you're crushing it and moments where you're wondering what hit you. Trying to pretend everything's always sunshine and rainbows. Yeah, that's a recipe for burnout, stress, and let's face it, some serious existential angst. So today, we're flipping the script. We're talking about how to accept those imperfections, those wobbly moments, those times when your emotions are running high. Because guess what? They're all part of being human. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you embrace this beautiful mess we call life. 1. Perfection is a myth. Seriously, folks, it doesn't exist. And chasing after it just sets you up for disappointment. Think about those Instagram accounts with flawless photos and seemingly perfect lives. Yeah, they're curated to the max. Behind that polished facade, there are probably just as many struggles, anxieties, and messes as anyone else. So remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, and learn from your stumbles. 2. Emotions are information. They're like little signals telling you something is going on inside. Anger. Frustration. Sadness. All valuable clues that need to be acknowledged and understood. Don't try to suppress them, that just leads to them bubbling up in unhealthy ways. Instead, take a moment to really feel what's coming up, ask yourself why you're feeling this way, and then find healthy outlets for expression. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even going for a run can be amazing tools. 3. Practice self-compassion. You know that little voice in your head that's constantly criticizing you? Yeah, that needs to take a break. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of weakness. It's all part of the human experience. So next time you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some gentle encouragement and remind yourself that you're doing your best. 4. Embrace vulnerability. This one can be tough, but it's so liberating. Being vulnerable means letting people see the real you, imperfections and all. It means sharing your fears, your hopes, your struggles. And guess what? When we open ourselves up to vulnerability, we create deeper connections with others and build a sense of belonging that's truly powerful. 5. Find joy in the little things. Life is way too short to get caught up in striving for some unattainable ideal. Instead, find beauty in the everyday moments. That perfect cup of coffee, a sunset stroll, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These small joys add up and create a rich tapestry of life experiences. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Work deadlines, family commitments, social events, it can all feel overwhelming. You know that feeling when you're trying to be superwoman and keep everything perfect, but then bam, something falls apart and you just want to scream into the pillow. That's where embracing imperfection comes in. What if instead of striving for perfection, we aim for good enough? We acknowledge that some things won't go exactly as planned, and that's okay. Maybe that presentation isn't flawless, but it gets the message across. Maybe dinner isn't gourmet, but everyone enjoys the meal together. By letting go of the need to control every detail, we free ourselves up to enjoy the journey, even with all its bumps and curves. So remember, folks, perfection is a myth. Embrace your imperfections, feel your emotions fully, be kind to yourself, and find joy in the little things. Because life's too short to spend it striving for an impossible ideal. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on embracing imperfection in the comments below. What are some ways you practice self-compassion? And what's one small thing you can do today to let go of the need to be perfect? Keep those Stoic vibes strong and remember, we're all in this together. Until next time, stay calm and keep rocking your unique journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.